North Carolina A&T, Vincent Brown. Good morning, Coach Brown.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Happy Labor Day to you.
You as well?
45-13 loss. Normally, I know you wouldn't be happy about it, but in this case, I think the score was really deceiving. Your team played awful well against an ACC opponent on the road, 10-7 lead late in the first half. Just give me your impressions on your team's performance.
Obviously, anytime you lose, it's disappointing, but there's a lot to really like about our team that showed up in the game Thursday night. Offensively, we showed that we can run the football against an ACC opponent. We had over 200 yards rushing. When you minus the quarterback sacks, we netted out at 185. We were in control early. We led in first downs. We finished the game leading in time of possession. We distributed the ball to 10 different receivers in the passing game. And I thought our kids just competed throughout the course of the day. We got some things we got definitely have to clean up, but a lot to really like.
Do you sense a change in confidence and mentality in your team from a year ago? And what are you able to take from a performance against an ACC team like that?
We went into the game saying this is always going to be about us and the things that we want to put on display. And it wasn't enough by any means, but there are a lot of things that we believe will allow us to win a lot of games within our conference that were on display. We didn't turn the ball over. We were able to effectively run the football. We got improved third down, both sides of the ball, and definitely in the red zone, got improved there. But that's a very well-coached team that we played Thursday, with some talented players. And so, our guys left the game knowing that we have the ability to compete with just about anybody on our schedule.
We're here with North Carolina A&T head coach Vincent Brown. If you have a question for him this morning, just use the chat feature or the raise your hand icon. Let's dive into some of the stuff that you've touched on, especially let's start with the rushing numbers. As you said, 337 yards, 22 first downs in the game, and over 200 yards rushing when you take the sacks out of it. We'll start with Kenji Christian. Had a really solid year for you a year ago, but starts out the season 16 carries, 121 yards, 5 runs of 10 yards or more. Just talk about his performance in the game.
Yeah, Kenji did a really nice job for us. And, the thing that was equally impressive for me was that his ball security has really improved. There are a couple of times where it would have been very easy to put the ball in jeopardy, gets flipped over, one of the cut tackles, and he keeps the ball chest high and tight. And so that was very rewarding to see because it's been something that we've drilled, with our guys extensively protecting the football. I thought Wesley Graves ran extremely hard, ran through a lot of tackles, broke a lot of tackles against a really quality defense. And again, just a lot of really good things to build on from the running game.
Question this morning from Eddie Hughes. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach. Talking to the guys after the game, do you sense that they have a lot of confidence after that performance, despite not getting the win? Do you think they have a lot of confidence built up after the way they played against Wake?
Yeah, and I don't think it's necessarily a byproduct of that, but our kids have worked extremely hard throughout the course of the summer to get bigger, faster, stronger, get better conditioned. We've improved our nutrition program. And so a lot of the confidence comes through the things that we've been able to implement. And all of our goals that we talked about going into the season are in front of us. And so our kids understand that that one game does not deter us at all from the things that we set out to achieve this season.
I have a follow-up, Coach. Looking ahead to Winston-Salem State this week, a D2 opponent, but a rivalry game in the sense we haven't played them in a while. What do you see when you're looking at the tape and playing the Rams this week?
Yeah, you know, their defense very scrappy. They got after the opponent last week. You know, the opponent last week had two opportunities in the red zone and could only come away with a field goal. They hustled to the ball. They're able to score on defense. Offensively, their quarterback played very well. He was very efficient with the ball. I think he was 12 of 22, 152 yards and two touchdowns, and averaged like 14 yards a carry. So we know that this is going to be a very competitive game, and they'll come in excited. You know, we're going to get their best.
Coach, you talked last week about the quarterback battle that you had all through camp. Kevin White gets the start. We saw his talent a year ago, how electric he is, especially as a runner. But on Thursday night, 10 of 15 passing for 116 yards. How has he improved as a passer, and how did you think he played?
Yeah, Kevin has improved tremendously. Part of it is Coach Marsh has done a great job of implementing a system to take advantage of Kevin's skill set. But Kevin's really dedicated himself to becoming a better passer. And there's some times he stood in the pocket and completed balls down the field. And like I said, you know, we got the ball to 10 different receivers, which was good. He's got a ways to go, but I believe he can be one of the top quarterbacks in the conference. He's gaining confidence each and every day we go out to practice. He looks more poised. He has a greater understanding of where to go with the football. And I think there are very bright days ahead for Kevin.
Justin Fombi also got some snaps there in the second half. He's new to your program, but it has some experience. Does it continue to be a battle? And how did you think Justin looked?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a very long season, and we tell our guys, like, we're going to need everybody at some point during the course of the year. And we went into this with the mindset that we were going to play both quarterbacks, get them both game experience early, get them game ready early. I thought Justin did a couple of nice things. You know, he doesn't have the skill set that Kevin has as a runner, but he brings a lot of maturity and poise to the position and to the offense in general. And he's been a great influence in the locker room and just been a positive experience on our team. So, you know, we'll keep going. You know, we don't want anyone to get complacent about, you know, their participation. So we're going to challenge our kids each and every week to bring out their best.
Let's switch to the other side of the ball. Wake Forest has been known over the years since Coach Boston's been there as a pretty high-powered offense, especially throwing the ball. You saw a couple of different quarterbacks. But you guys held them, as I touched on earlier. I mean, you held them to 7 points with 5 minutes to go there in the second half. How did you think your defense held up?
Yeah, you know, we gave up some plays, but you know, we said, look, they're going to hit some. Our thing is to not let them hit too many explosive play passes, and they took some shots. And I thought Aaron Harris, our starting field corner, did a really nice job of defending the deep balls, not giving up explosive plays. We got pushed around a little bit up front, but you know, I feel really confident about our defense. They played hard. You know, there are a couple of plays that they hit in which could have very easily turned into touchdowns, but our kids ran to the ball, they chased the football, and mitigated those explosive play runs and passes that could have turned into touchdowns. So felt really good about that. You know, we're going to play a lot of people early to try to get them game ready for when we get to conference play. So we'll see what goes.
That's what I was going to ask you about. I know there are a lot of new faces on that side of the ball. And as you said, you played a lot of different guys. Were you happy the way those guys were able to communicate and work together?
Oh, absolutely. You know, again, you know, when you give up as many points as we did, you're not happy about that. But there's a lot of really positive things to build on coming out of the game. You know, how we're going to be able to play defensively as much as what we do. You know, we'll try to tailor everything around the skill sets of our players. And so, you know, we've got a lot to build on going into this week's game against Winston-Salem.
Let's close on that. Winston-Salem State, I know there's a lot of tradition in that rivalry, going way back. for A&T. It's your home opener, a chance to show the improvements to your home fans. What's the biggest thing you want to see from your team from week one to week two?
Yeah, we just want to see continual progress in all phases. You know, we can't give up special teams plays for touchdowns like we did on Thursday night. We got to improve in the red zone on both sides of the ball, and we want to be a little more balanced offensively and not be so run one-sided in terms of being able to run and pass the football. But you know, all those things that we talk about, which are eliminating the things that cause you to lose games, that's what we want on display this coming Saturday.
All right, Coach Brown, thanks so much for your time this morning. Good luck on Saturday against Winston-Salem State, and we'll